ॐ शान्ति
ॐ शान्ति
सद्गुरुवार के दिन सभी भाई बहनों की
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying very love-filled remembrances with myself for all the brothers and sisters, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that the atmosphere of the subtle region was quite different, very beautiful. Baba was standing and in front of Baba there were many, many brothers and sisters. Baba was sharing blessings through his drishti All the children had crown and tilak. Some had blessings, some had a garland around their necks. So it was a lovely scene. As I reached, I went closer. I saw that Baba and the children were celebrating this very beautiful meeting with each other. For a few seconds, I continued to observe the scene. The children too were lost in Baba's love, and the father too was lost in the children's love. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, Baba said, Baba has great pride in the children, whether they are the long-term Brahmins or the newer ones, seniors or the juniors. Each child has so many specialities. And Baba is very pleased to see the children's specialities. And Baba sings praise of the children's virtues. These children are so very fortunate. Once they recognized the father, they didn't think about anything else and they made God their companion. Everyone was just dancing in those waves of love. On the path of devotion, in different religions, God is remembered in different ways, with different names. He is called out to in different ways. Similarly, my children, my Brahmin children, are equal to the Father. Because of the different virtues of the children, they are becoming worthy of worship, they are becoming those embodiments, the form of sharing blessings. And this is why the children were presented in the form of the beloved deities. So Baba also emerged the scene of devotees praying to the devotees, to the deities, different groups in the world, different souls of the world who are praying out to God, praying out to the deities, prominent people who are carrying out different important tasks of the world. So there were these different lines. Some were the scientists, some were the religious founding leaders. And one queue, one line of the devotees. Some were standing with their hands folded, some were praying, some were asking for something, some were asking for inspirations so that they could carry out some special task. So Baba then asked, what is the responsibility of you Brahmin children? Baba is placing this crown of responsibility on you children. That no matter what the souls of the world may be like, whoever comes in front of you, they could be the great scientists of the world, or they could be prominent leaders of the different religions, prominent souls or simple souls, understand the desires of their mind, the desires of their heart. It is your duty, your responsibility, your special task to fulfill those pure wishes of these souls. I then saw a tilak emerging on the forehead of each one's, on each child's forehead. And this was of the Brahmin children, and the light that was emerging from each one's forehead was reaching souls of the world, all these souls that were standing in queue, and they were feeling as though the call of their hearts was being heard, it was being fulfilled. So you have to listen to the sound of these devotee souls, of souls of the world, fulfill their pure desires so that they feel fulfilled, they become cooperative in God's task of transformation. So this is the responsibility of the Brahmin children. Baba is your companion, of course, Baba is inspiring you to do this, but what do you children do from time to time? What did I didn't see? The children who were wearing their crowns, I noticed that the crowns were shaking, it was getting lopsided. For some, the children, their crowns were just falling off. Baba then explained, even now, some of the Brahmin children don't recognize their own specialities, and they're not able to accomplish the task that the father has bestowed on them. So what do the Brahmin children need to do? Don't be careless. Don't ignore things that you need to be paying attention to, what Baba is sharing with you. Even now, some of the Brahmin children don't have enough determination internally. That fluctuates, that weakens at times. Children also forget that they are not to take the burden of any responsibility completely. Remember that the father is your backbone, the father is enabling you to carry out the task. All you have to do is carry it out. The task is already destined to be completed, but the children forget this at times and then they get confused, they take on that burden. So now, according to the time, stabilize yourself in your eternal form. Baba has bestowed many virtues, many powers onto you. So focus on that, spread the vibrations of those virtues and powers throughout the world. Spread the rays of light all around so that souls of the world have experiences. And when they have these experiences, they too will become cooperative in the task of transformation. Baba then showered a lot of love on the children. Baba said, "These are my dearly beloved children." Baba has so much love for the Brahmin children, but sometimes the children forget that love. And then they continue to call out to Baba, ask for things. But now is not the time to ask for anything, but become the embodiment. It is the time to bestow on others. So be the bestower, be the donor, and share with others. The Father is always with you. Baba was giving the children a lot of love. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all. I then gave remembrances for certain souls who had offered bhog. Baba immersed all of them in the subtle region and gave them loving remembrances. I then returned. Om Shanti.